thud. That's the side of the bed. Another day over, and I'm not exactly getting to bed at a reasonable time, and my sleep recently has been very broken for lots of reasons, but none which are worth talking about on here. However, talking is what I'm, excuse the creaks of the bed, lacking, because I like talking. And so I thought, as I'm now about to try and sleep, I would post my thoughts. Whether you decide to carry on listening is up to you. But it's more my life over the past few months. It's been a bit up and down, roundabout. I've not been online as much as I'd want to be. More personal choice than anything. Just sort of pull myself back a little bit, try and regroup. But I've had some good things happen to me as well. Getting engaged was one. Sorting out a date for the wedding was another. And a big step was deciding to move in with my fiance to her family house for about 6 months so that we can save money for a deposit. And that's what made me think about doing this post. Deposits. Minimum deposit now is 5% with quite a lot of companies. For £190,000, that's £8,000 you have to save up. Now, my current little abode that I'm about to leave in the next couple of weeks is a one-bedroom house that is rented. It has a bedroom and a bathroom upstairs. It has a kitchen and living room, dining room, joint, mixed up thing. Two rooms basically downstairs. And that's it. And that costs me the better side of £500 a month. Now, with all your outgoings, how do you save? If we both lived in this house, we would be able to save maybe a couple of £100 a month with our outgoings. That's ridiculous. If I wanted to save my 5% deposit of, say, £8,000, £9,000, at £200 or £300 a month, that is a very long time. So, we took the decision I would move in with her, and the money I would normally throw at the house, most of it will go into savings, plus what she puts in as well. So, 6 months in, we should have a fair chunk towards that deposit, and then we can go and buy somewhere, and then I can start saving again for the wedding. It's never ending. But the good thing out of this is that we will have our own house, back on the property ladder again, And our lives begin the moment we walk through that door. Which is kind of a nice thought. And also, at the end of the month, I start a new job, which is also a nice thought. But I've been listening to a lot of posts recently, and it's going on about tech and going on about life and taking stock of everything. Take a step back, have a look around, all this stuff. And so I did, and you know, I've purposely not been on Twitter as much, trying not to do a fail book, but I have done stuff on there, but only because a lot of the stuff for my photography is through groups on there. I'm trying to figure out the direction I want to go in. And some big questions were asked, mainly by me, big questions to answer. Which way do I want to go? How do I want my photography to evolve? I have all the big camera equipment, but my daily go-to camera is a 5-year-old Nikon V1. 8 years old, actually, not five. I've bought lenses for it. So I have a 10mm, a 10-30, and a 30-110. All nice lenses. I want another one, but that's the best part of £600. And that's an expensive lens, but it's a very, very good lens. Oh, yeah. And so I use that more than I use my full-size camera, which is making me rethink what size kit do I actually need. Do I need a huge camera? Can I get away with what I'm using, in so much as I'm using a camera that fits in a tiny bag. It has a Wi-Fi SD card in there to transfer everything to my phone so I can edit it and then post it online. Why do I need a whacking great big SLR camera that kills me wrist every time I pick it up? So there's possible technology and kit changes coming up. But that's another post, because I'm just coming up to 10 minutes and I know from the teachings of people like Documentally, you don't go over 10 minutes. So at 9 minutes, I'm going to stop